Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of February, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Bionicles. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English just to wake up your language learning skills. Bionicles. Beginners. Black, red, green, light blue, silver, orange, swords, lasers, helmets, shields, flying machines, underwater vehicles. The list could go on. What do these words refer to? Bionicles. They are a type of Lego. You can buy them in boxes to put together and admire. The idea is based on an advanced civilization in which are found good and bad creatures. There are a couple of films about them, and of course books. There is even an encyclopedia of the bionicles and bionicle terms. It's really quite fascinating. I have a son who is crazy about them. He started building Legos when he was very young, and has worked his way up to these guys. When he gets a Lego set, he will build it immediately. But then he takes it all to pieces and builds something different. I think he's very creative. Sometimes he will put all of his bionicle figures together in a row. His brothers will do the same, and they will have a huge battle. Who knows who will win? They all have superpowers, special protection, extra senses, and cool weapons. It is fantasy at its most powerful. Advanced. Ouch! I yelped the other night as I was climbing the stairs. I had stepped on a hard piece of who knows what that was tough enough to not break underfoot. It was a familiar experience, and one that had been generated by my kids. It was the same kind of object that suddenly makes its presence known by clattering up the vacuum when I'm trying to clean the carpet. Legos. Everybody loves them. My children are crazy about them, to the point of obsession. I suppose it's a healthy hobby, so I can't complain. There is a particular type of Lego that is my oldest boy's preferred. Bionicles. This set of advanced, technologically savvy, mechanical beings is what lights his candle and keeps him up at night. They are very impressive, I must admit. The two films are very inspiring. Great special effects, a very bad baddie, and goodies who are flawed enough to be approachable. I tried to build bionicles with my son once, just to be a good, involved mother. But after a few minutes, he told me that he'd rather just do it himself. It's obviously not my domain or expertise. My job is to admire them, and of course, remove them from my kitchen countertop, my lamps, and even the Christmas tree, after my son has waged his battles against the bad guys, but forgotten to put them back in his bedroom. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com, that's LIBSYN, or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. You can also get to my website through iTunes at the top right-hand corner. I would love to hear from you. Feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.